Hello, my name is Thomas. The book I Survived the Battle of Gettysburg by Lauren Tarshis is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was a slave working very, very hard for Mr. Knox. I was picking cotton and hunting for food and barely got enough for my little sister and me. But all that changed when I decided to go and run away. I tried to get as far from Mr. Knox's plantation and succeeded. I found a Yankee soldier in trouble. Southern soldiers had found him and shot the Yankee soldier in the nose. I threw a skunk at the Southern soldiers and saved the Yankee soldier since he was fighting to stop slavery. Now I am a free man at a school learning how to read and write. The wife of the Yankee soldier I'd saved is my teacher. Every once in a while, I will go and help the Union Army by making sure that cargo boxes full of gunpowder get to the battlefield safely. If you would like to read Lauren Tarshis's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Those words are fuming, ferocious, and cavalryman. Fuming means irritable or angry mood. For instance, that guy was fuming at the skunk. Ferocious means vicious or strong, as in, that bear was ferocious compared to the jaguar. And last but not least, cavalryman means somebody who is a part of the cavalry. An example is, Joe was a cavalryman. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of I Survived the Battle of Gettysburg. Thomas's mind was swirling. He looked at the skunk, and without really thinking, he lunged for it, grabbing it by the tail. Hiss! It reared around, snapping its little jaws. Its sharp teeth clamped down on Thomas's cheek. Hey! He called. The tall man looked over at Thomas, his eyes flashing with fury, and then surprise. And then, with all his might, Thomas hurled the skunk towards the men. Thud! It landed right in front of one of the horses. There was a split second of silence. And then an explosion of noise. Screeching horses, shouting men, and the shriek of the skunk. Stay down, he whispered to Bertie, but Thomas only kneeled, watching the scene of panic. I chose this part of the story not only because I like it, but also because I wanted you to have more of a feeling about why I threw the skunk. Thank you for listening to my book report on the Battle of Gettysburg.